1021 KDKS. I have a lady, a listener on the line out of Bossier, right?
Right.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm okay. I understand now you call because you your mom is actually going through the we would call it the 2-week quarantine in reference to the virus?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Wow. And okay, so you live in Bossier. Your mom's in the Shreveport area?
Yes, sir. She is.
Okay. So tell me what this was like. I mean, how long ago was it when you found out, and what was the procedure or process that you went through once you found out that your mom needed to be quarantined?
Well, she really didn't know that she had it until she started having some symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept having a fluctuating fever on and off, but it wasn't above 100.4, which is CDC recommended to get checked if you start running a high fever. So that kind of prolonged for about a week or two until we came back in from out of town from a funeral, and she started saying how her fever went up to 100, but mm-hmm. it still wasn't the CDC recommended to get checked. However, her job put her on a self-quarantine for where she had to just self-monitor herself and her symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And a week later, Wednesday of last week, mm-hmm. or the week before last, she had to go to the emergency room, and her fever had spiked up to 102.9. Which, of course, is way above normal.
Very high.
And so they kept her in the hospital, wouldn't allow any visitors, of course, because they want to limit the amount of transmission between people. They're trying to keep that to a minimum. Right. I had to drop her off, and she stayed in the hospital for about a week.
Right.
And they pretty much treated her until she got better. At first, she was diagnosed with pneumonia, which is one of the underlying illnesses or symptoms for the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So they treated her for that as well. Now, once her fever broke, they finally released her home. Actually, she just came back home this past Friday to do another extension of 14-day self-quarantine at home.
So let me back up a little bit to move forward. So when you guys first took your mom to the hospital, were you thinking she had corona then?
Well, Lord willing, I was trying not to panic.
Yeah.
Wanted to stay faithful, stay positive, and of course, I knew it was something wrong, but I didn't want my mind to have that state to where I think, okay, this is it, and I'm looking at the stats, and I'm looking at the news, and I'm seeing most of the elderly population or the ones that's getting more affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking positive, like, well, she didn't have too many other underlying conditions. She's not diabetic. She doesn't have COPD.
Right.
She's fairly healthy. So I just didn't want to panic, even though they wanted to test me, too, since I was pre-exposed.
I was about to ask you about that.
Yeah, since I was pre-exposed, they tested me as well. And my test came back negative, being a younger person. I guess my immune system is as strong as where it should be at. But my test came back negative.
But you know, a lot of young people are contracting the virus, though.
That's true.
Yeah, more than people really realize.
Yeah, and I think it's probably because of maybe just social gatherings or just not really taking the safety precautions
right.
or just taking it serious. Everyone saying, oh, it's just like the flu.
But it's not.
It's not. Similar symptoms, but okay, the flu can be caught from person to person. But however, we do have a vaccine for the flu, but
right.
not for the coronavirus.
Right.
So
right.
my thing is I wish people could just take it more seriously than, you know, what they think it is. Just think about it as an extension of the flu, but just an extra week or two.
Right. Hey, so now your mom's home, been home since Friday. How is she doing, and what's been the process?
Okay, she's feeling much better. Her fever, she haven't had a fever. She has the occasional cough here and there, but she's still moving around, more energy,
mm-hmm.
and she's been craving chicken for some reason. I'm not sure.
Southern classic.
Yeah, Southern classic. And she just won't stop eating chicken.
I don't know if Southern classic could cure the virus, but hey, it'll help.
It might be. Well, you know, they said if you drink, you know, warm things, warm water,
right,
soup, gargle your throat out with salt and water, that it will help prevent from you getting the virus and it making it worse.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Well, and so you are okay. Any other family members that she was around, or what's up with that?
Yes, whenever we went out of town to our funeral, we were exposed. And, of course, I kept my distance, but, you know, I made sure my mom did as well. And we had one person complain about running a fever, but no other symptoms of coughing, which I know everyone's symptoms are going to be different. Mm-hmm. That's what they're still figuring out as well. But the other people we traveled with, it was me and three other people in a car. Besides my mom and I, the only ones being tested so far, the two remaining people in the car, they're fine.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That's good to know. Hey, well, thank you for your time. Thank you for the call. And, you know, please, well wishes to your mom and to you and the family. You just got to stay safe. And, you know, anybody listening, and you said it best, these little, because over the weekend, I was there in the Pines Road area and saw some folk having a little house party, look like, and it was at least 20 people there. We can't do that kind of stuff right now.
Oh, no, not right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you. God bless. Godspeed. And keep us posted as to what's going on.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless.